Hello, dear listeners. This is Basement Gaming, episode 60. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham. So this episode, Brigham and I are back after a brief hiatus to discuss some news around Halo Infinite, and we catch up on some games we've been playing. If you enjoy the show, please feel free to share it with your friends and follow us on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and on your podcast listening app of choice. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. Happy holidays, Brigham.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. That song.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving? I feel like I haven't talked to you since then.
Oh yeah, you know, just went down to Oregon, had a good time, helped my father-in-law buy a new TV. So that's always fun.
Yeah.
You know,
it's I love spending other people's money on electronics.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do. When someone's like, oh, I need to buy a new computer or a new gadget. So I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Because I know. Get to just like live through them, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's great. It's a really good feeling. It's really nice whenever people need help with building a PC. Then you get to really go to town and just make your dream computer, not spend any money.
Exactly. You're just like, oh, please tell me you're willing to spend $4,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. But that's cool. Thanksgiving, spent in Dallas. Met some, some families and friends. Had a little trip to Jamaica week after that for my birthday and a family hangout also. It was a pretty eventful last 2 weeks, which is why we haven't been recording.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy.
Yeah, and it's not going to get any less busy because we're barreling down on Christmas and New Year's. Yep. So here we are.
I hear Mariah Carey singing off in the distance.
No, man, no. She's been singing, dude. Like, Just the day after freaking Thanksgiving, I've been hearing the music already starting.
Yeah, she put that tweet out the day after Halloween of her, like, smashing the pumpkins and being like, it's time.
I would go so ham on memes on her if it was, that was me and I was on Twitter, just like, prepare your bodies. Oh, man. But yeah, so let's do some catching up, man. Like, I think the big thing recent weeks for the both of us has really been Halo Infinite. The multiplayer is out and single player comes out tomorrow, the 8th, right?
Yep. Yeah, and the reviews have been really good for the single-player mode. We've already seen, I think it has a Metacritic score of like 87 or something like that. It's been like a lot of 10s and 5 out of 5s from publishers, which is really good to see. It's good to see Halo come back, you know what I mean? Have a bounce back.
Yeah, I think a lot of the hardcore Halo fans in my friend groups and family members are just like super excited that it's back. I don't think it's been a very... It hasn't been like completely smoothed.
No
release. We're seeing some cheating allegations, some bugs, talk, and some people complaining about like the balance of the guns and the combat and all that stuff.
I've seen a lot of people talk about the progression system in the game, how they don't like that. Hey, you can't choose specific game modes; it's just a playlist, and it's gonna have to like hope you get the game mode you
want
to play.
You want, yeah? Is it? It's kind of, I mean, it's the same for rank mode and like the casual mode, I suppose.
I suppose. I haven't played the rank mode. I've just done casual. So
I did the rank mode for like 6 or 7 games. I haven't actually gotten ranked. I was doing it for a while and I was like, this is definitely a mode that's way more fun with friends. Like, definitely don't like being with a group of randoms and not being able to communicate. I think once you actually get ranked, then the people actually start talking and you can actually coordinate attacks and it's a lot more fun when you're in a coordinated team. But when you're just leveling up or you're ranking, they do like little placement match. You do 10 placement match. It's just quiet. And like, I think I had one game where someone was talking and communicating and it was like, that was way better. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah, I always just prefer the custom kind of games, which is another complaint I have is that, you know, they don't have the Forge, which was the Halo's like in-game map editor that you can use, so people could like make their own maps, make their own game modes, and that's when the fun really begins. People make these freaking awesome custom games and like these little obstacle courses, and there's this one called Tower of Power that I freaking love. And I don't know, the custom games in Halo have always been like, for me, the peak enjoyment of Halo. And just kind of sucks that they've already said they're not gonna come out the Forge until next year, and I don't know if they're gonna come out with any like custom games before then, but that's kind of a bummer for me.
I mean, I think we should start this off by saying in general I enjoyed the game. Like I am liking it. Whenever I don't have that many hours played yet, which is why I think I'm not really running into a lot of the problems people are encountering, specifically with bugs and cheaters. I think I'm still under 10 hours of game time because obviously we have to do some traveling. So I didn't get to play as much as I want. And it's, for some reason, it's gotten a little bit more convincing to get my friends to get this, even though this freaking game is free. I don't know why, but it's just my friend group is weird about starting new games sometimes. But yeah, whenever I do play it, I'll play the casual mode, right? And I'm having a freaking blast. Just Halo mechanics are just absurd sometimes. It's either, I have two reactions. I am just excited of a crazy play I just made, or just bewildered at what just happened to my character because I just died randomly. So the ups and downs of playing Halo is definitely still there because it's a bit campy, especially in the more loose game modes and the more loose game cues, the game lobbies. We're just having a good time with friends, you know? And like I said, I do like that there's also a rank mode where if you want to like buckle down and be a little bit more serious, that it exists. Again, I haven't gotten too far into that, but I do feel like I would enjoy that. So that's like off the bat. I do think, especially from people online that I follow that tend to be really harsh critics of new games, I feel like it's getting pretty good reviews and pretty good reception from FPS gamers and FPS streamers. So, but with that being said, I do think so far it's overall a decent success. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in terms of multiplayer itself, since I haven't played the campaign yet, like we said, the campaign doesn't come out till the 8th of December. We're recording this on the 7th. It is really fun. The multiplayer for me has been amazing. I love that more arcadey kind of style. For me, it's been a refreshing like breath of air compared to the games like Call of Duty and PUBG that have been like so popular recently, and you know, games like Counter-Strike. This game, it's like there's not a lot of gun like bullet with bullet patterns and stuff like that, and recoil, and like the crosshair changes size whenever you're like moving around versus like crouching and standing still. Like it's just much more, I think, simplistic, but at the same time, because of variation of guns, because of different game modes, it is one of those games where like it does take time to master. And like little things, like I love how in Halo versus other games, if someone gets a jump on you because everyone has shields, if you can outgun them, you can still win the gunfight, which I think is like really cool. And so little things like that, I really love. And I think that the new game modes, I know a lot of people have been complaining about the playlist. I've enjoyed all the game modes, especially like the big team battle ones. I think they're all really fun. I don't love just deathmatch. I love the ones, I prefer the ones where there's actually objectives to kind of do, like the one where you have to like grab those little, those batteries and take them back to your base. Like that one's a ton of fun because there's like moments of team fights, moments of like, you know, vehicles trying to get being able to manage getting to a vehicle to take it back to your place, being on the offensive, being on the defensive. Like I don't know, there's just a ton of different things you can do. And they actually expanded the big team battle sizes. I think it used to be like 6v6, now it's 8v8 or something like that. So
big team battle, I feel like it's like 20 people on the map.
It feels huge. Yeah, there's like just utter mayhem everywhere, which can get kind of annoying sometimes because it's like I'm just constantly getting shot at from behind. I don't know how.
Dying instantly as soon as you spawn.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I have been having a really good time. And the fact that it's cross-play, so I can play on my Xbox and you play on the PC and we've been able to play together, I think that's really cool. That's something that's not new, but you know, it's just a nice feature to have. So yeah, I've been really enjoying it. I'm glad they made it free to play, so it's really easy for people to get in. Like everyone that I know that plays FPS games have at least tried it out. So yeah, the biggest complaint I have is the battle system. I'm like really disappointed because I was super excited about that progression, but man, it takes so long to like level up on that battle pass.
I played for like 10 hours. I'm like level 3. Like what? How is this possible? Yeah. I was gonna say about the big team battle, the objective ones. I feel like no one is really doing the objective.
There are a lot of people who are just shooting people. Yeah.
Especially that battery one in particular. I feel like I was playing that one for like 20 minutes at one point. I'm like, wait, is this ending anytime soon? But no one is actually trying to finish the objective. We're just all running around shooting each other. So that can get pretty chaotic. But again, yeah. I mean, that's the fun of big team battle is just be out there, just do whatever you want. And then maybe the game will end and you win. Maybe it won't. I don't know. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. Complaints.
You know, battle pass.
Yeah. So you, what level are you? I think I'm still level 1.
Like 2 or 3. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. So whenever the original came out, the battle pass with the game, the battle pass only had certain, like it's goal based, right? So you don't just get XP from playing games. You have to do specific things in the game, like capture a flag so many times or win this certain battle mode or whatever like that, you know? So it was very slow. You can be playing a long time, but if you don't complete those 3 missions, then you're not going to get any XP. So they added in, they've been listening to feedback, and they did add in an extra mission that you would get, which is just play a game and you get like 50 XP, which is like nothing, you know, but that mission, every time you complete it, it pops up again. So you basically just slowly are always getting XP, but it's super slow. And recently, while you're gone, Herb, they added a new thing where like the first game you play of the day, you get a ton of XP. And then like the second game, you get a little bit less down to like the 8th game of the day. You get like a little bit and just kind of like flattens out from 8th game onwards. So it's like if you want to try to be really efficient with your time, you should play it at least like 2 or 3 games a day kind of thing. It's not the best, but it's better than it was before. And I haven't played since they added this in there, but I'm hoping that now getting up levels, because to be honest, I wanted to buy the battle pass. I really did. But once I realized that it was going to take so long to level up, I was just like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, I thought about it too, because I was enjoying the game so much. I was like, man, maybe I should get the battle pass. And then I look at the battle pass, I'm like, there's really nothing on here that makes me want to get
that too. So like it's like shoulder pad like tiny little like armor pieces. It's like none of this looks interesting, really.
Yeah, I think a complaint I've gotten from one of my friends, he says that the reward system is just not very good right now. I think maybe Bungie just isn't used to this kind of reward system, but there's nothing in there that I really care about. When you're leveling and you do level up, you don't really feel it. I think that's one thing they need to improve on, maybe, is to try to make it more fun to level up. But at the same time, even there's just not much they can do, I think. Maybe they can just add more skins to the guns like Call of Duty does. Because Call of Duty, it does feel like you're improving whenever you increase your battle pass. I think some of the guns are good. And they have like completely different operators, like completely different characters that you can play in the game. And even though you don't really see them, it's still something that you're like getting rewarded for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
no, I think agree
Halo
with that.
Halo just doesn't have any of that. I think, like you said, it's just, oh, your armor is slightly different colored and your gun is black and red. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. That's no, I agree. Like, they do have different sets though. Like they do have different suits. Like they come with like a samurai suit. It looks pretty cool. So like, they can do stuff, but it's just on the battle pass, instead of like adding a new suit, I think like a new suit was like the very last one. Like along the way, it was just like tiny pieces like that looks very similar to what the default armor is, just like slightly different geometric shape. Like it wasn't that much different at all. But yeah, like they could make more gun skins. They do have some like not a whole skin for a gun, but like a spray paint on the gun. You can get like little like keychains put on your gun. Different colors, like I don't know, like you're right, it is kind of hard, especially it's kind of hard to make your character different color whenever it's like red versus blue, you know, so it's like your character's gonna be that red or blue tint anyway, but I don't know. I want to give them money. And also you said Bungie, I just want to clarify for people before they like write to us, it's 343 Studios that makes Halo.
I've been seeing that recently, like, oh, it's 343, and I just keep forgetting.
It's not Bungie. All good.
Yeah, so I think it's just a little bit of room for improvement in that sense. I don't think it's a game killer. I have gotten a complaint about the guns though, like, and I have felt it. The laser guns or the alien guns, they feel awful. Like, I feel like I do no damage with them. That's one. And then the standard assault rifle, the age old meme, you might as well be using a pistol.
Yeah.
it's a pea shooter. It does no damage. So I don't know. There's something about the gun balance in this game that needs a serious look at. I feel like I haven't really been bothered by it because I'm kind of treating this game as a mini game so far, like an arcade game. When I just play big team battle and just have a fun time. So I haven't gotten too mad about it yet, but I can definitely tell if I go into a freaking rank game and my little pea shooter gun isn't doing anything and I die because of it, I'm going to be pretty mad because aiming isn't that hard in this game and I'm not doing as much damage as I feel like I should be doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think for me personally, the Covenant guns, which are like the ones that shoot out, like looks like plasma kind of stuff, they're typically like purple colored guns. Those guns have never felt good for me to play. And the laser guns, those are new. Those started coming out in like Halo 4. And those feel better to me than the alien Covenant guns. But it's funny because I do agree. I think that the human ones that just shoot out good old metal, you know what I mean? Like those feel the best. Like the the assault rifle, I'm okay with. The battle rifle, I think. No, it's the battle rifle that I like. The assault rifle, I agree, is like, it feels bad. Unless like you're like very close to him, it doesn't feel good. Yeah. At which point it's like, I'd rather just have a shotgun. You know what I mean? So yeah, the pistol is like surprisingly powerful. So yeah, it is kind of weird. Like the gun balance thing, it's hard for me to know like which one's more powerful. Cause the ones that should seem really powerful aren't.
Yeah. And then obviously you have the rocket launchers that are just like overpowered, but luckily they don't give you a lot of bullets. I remember I picked up a sniper, like six bullets. I'm like, six bullets? Like, what? that is an absurdly low amount of bullets for a sniper rifle, but it is very strong. So they do nerf. They have a power gap for the weapons, for the really strong ones, which is appropriate.
Yeah, but for sure.
The standard ones are just like, oof, this is rough. I was like, where are my bullets going? I don't understand. And you said earlier there's not a lot of spray pattern. I definitely noticed the spray pattern. I don't know if it's because I'm on PC, but I at first I was just kind of shooting, but now I'm just like, okay, yeah, I need to adjust for recoil and spray pattern because this is absurd.
I mean, I use a controller on a console, so it's just, I just let auto aim do its thing. So maybe that's why.
Lucky bastard. But let me see. There was another. What's the other big complaint? Oh, someone complained. My buddy complained about the map design. Did you have a problem with the map design? I didn't really have a problem.
No, I mean, I don't think I played the game enough to complain about that. I do like how, though, if you notice, they have specific names for each section of the map that shows up on your screen.
Yeah. It's so, good for competitive.
Exactly. Yeah. So it gets everyone on the same page. So that'll be nice to memorize after a while.
Yeah, I think overall, that's what we have on that. I mean, it's good. There's room for improvement. That's why it's a free-to-play early access. What do they call it? Beta?
Technically beta. Yeah. Technically.
We'll be in beta for its entire lifetime, people. That's how it works.
Yeah. But yeah, the problems are fixable. I think they're easily... I don't know if they're easily fixable, but I think they're fixable.
Yeah, so. Nothing is game-breaking yet. Again, we haven't played the game long enough to actually run into any major game-breaking bugs. So if you are... I'd love to hear what they are because every time I see a headline online, it says the game is being ruined by bugs. I'm like, what do you mean? It works just fine. I don't know if it's on PC. I don't know if it's on console, but it works fine for me. And you're on console and it works fine for you. So it's just not our anecdotal experience yet. So hopefully it stays like that. Yeah. Cheaters, I mean, you're going to deal with cheaters. Deal with it. Well, I don't know why 343 didn't predict this. Why isn't there an anti? I don't know. Why isn't there an anti-cheat program? Like, how does a game come out this day and age and not have anti-cheat like hardwired in? That's like the first thing you should be building for this game.
No clue. I don't know. Maybe they do have one, just not very good. I think this is the first time they've come out with a Halo game on launch day for PC. So there's probably some learning curves there. So that could be it. But yeah, who knows?
I'm seeing this article, updated on November 27th, saying that like the cheating has begun. Streamers are running into it. Obviously, they're going to be the loudest proponents of it because they play the game the most and they encounter more people. So they'll see more of it. Apparently, let's see. If people could turn off crossplay, it would probably help because then you get away from the PC players more.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
Yeah, you can't turn off crossplay. It just is what it is. Interesting. We'll see.
We shall see.
Halo, pretty good. It's been around for 2 decades. I'm not surprised.
you know, another game that's been pretty good that may shock you that I've been playing. I don't say I've been playing. I tried it out. I got it on my phone because I was like, huh, I've heard of this game. You know, I'd check it out. Yeah, Wild Rift.
Wow. The League of Legends mobile game, Wild Rift, has piqued Brigham's interest.
It has. It's like it, because the thing about League of Legends, every time I watch that game, I'm like, man, that game looks fun. And like, I think about certain memories I have of that game. And it's like, I enjoy it, but there's just a lot of things about the PC version that just turns me off on the game. But the mobile version, it just like, it's the game, but simplified, which is exactly what I wanted. And it feels amazingly easy and smooth to play on your phone. I do have an iPhone 11, so it's like a newer iPhone, whatever, but it runs super well. The controls feel like really nice, and like I'm excited to play more of it. I got my phone. I haven't had much time to play it, but I went through the tutorial and tried out different heroes, and I was like, dang, this is like really good. I'm surprised not more people talk about it.
I mean, I have heard about it because I am in the League of Legends circle, and yeah, it's gotten very good reviews. From what I noticed, everyone that's tried it has liked it. I just haven't because I'm pretty burnt out on League of Legends gaming as it is. I barely play. It's lucky if I play 2 games a week now. So I don't know. I wouldn't go over to the Wild Rift right now. But yeah, I mean, I have friends that play it. They like it, especially on their free time. Can you play? Obviously, you can't play offline. So when do you play this? What is the time to play the Wild Rift? Is it while you're in the car somewhere? It's not while you're on the plane, obviously.
I don't know. I mean, I was just like playing it while I was on the couch, just checking it out. But I think the cool thing about it being on a phone is that, and because it is a lot more simple, you know, this is a game that I could probably convince, my wife to play. I can probably like, you know, whenever I'm in town with like my sister and brother-in-law, like maybe they'd want to play it because they did play Fortnite with me on their phones. But Fortnite mobile, not good. Very hard to play.
Not good. Not advised.
Yeah, but this game, I could actually see them playing. I think that it would be like a fun thing to do with people who aren't super into gaming. They can easily try this game out. I don't know. I think there's a lot of potential.
Yeah, well, I'm happy you're getting to League of some sort. Maybe that'll motivate you to watch the freaking show now.
Maybe,
you go watch the show. I don't want it to motivate you to play the PC game because I have a complicated relationship with League of Legends. It's one of those games where I'm like, it's giving me so many hours of fun that I can't say that I hate it. But at the same time, I can't really say that I like it.
I just don't like it very much. I put so much time into World of Warcraft, but it's hard for me to recommend that game to people because I feel like that game has so many problems and flaws right now.
I don't know if I would ever recommend people to play League of Legends. It's like, do you want to play with me and 3 other people at all times? Sure, it's probably a lot of fun. If you want to play alone ever, never. Don't. Just play with your friends. That is the ultimate play only with your friends game. At least that's how it is for me now. Like, if we don't have a full team or at least 3/5 of a team, I'm not playing.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I always prefer to play in that game too. And since I don't have a ton of friends that play League of Legends, I just chose not to play at all or play with bots, which gets boring after a while too because just stomp on them. Yeah,
I mean, for someone that's been playing as long as me, that gets boring within the first 30 seconds. Random. I did not expect a League of Legends tangent in this episode. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, the other game I've been playing just real quick is Cyberpunk 2077. Finally, I got it on my Xbox. And I have to say, I do think the gameplay is really good, but surprisingly, I think the game may be like too M-rated for me.
What are you talking about?
Like, I don't know. Like, there's like parts in that game where I genuinely feel uncomfortable and I don't enjoy it because it's like too intense.
Like graphic violence.
It's like all of it. It's like the violence, the nudity, the like, I don't know. I can't even put a finger on it because, you know, I watch HBO shows, like I watch Game of Thrones.
Maybe it's supposed to make you uncomfortable. It's the grittiness of the world. I can't say maybe I felt that at all, but.
Yeah, maybe that's the goal it is, but at the end of the day, if I'm not having fun, I don't want to play it. And I feel like now I've realized like I have to be in a certain mood to play that game now. I can't just like hop in and play because it is just like so intense. That
are you early on in the game?
I got past the title screen. So, I mean, I did the whole first part. Yeah,
you just gotta get used to it. You just gotta get used to it. Because I think I felt very restrained in the first couple hours of the game. Like you said, it felt very intense. Like, a lot of the missions were kind of flying at me. I didn't really know what was going on, what I was doing. Once you, like, really let yourself go and just explore the world and do the side missions, I think this game is kind of rides on its side missions a lot more than its main missions in some ways, because the side missions give you so much freedom. And the more you learn about the gameplay and the different playing styles you can adopt in that game, I think the intensity of it will fall away, and what will be left is just this really, at times, very campy MMO. Well, not MMO, RPG, where you can just be whoever you want. I mean, all you gotta do is look at the outfits that you gather in that game and be like, this is ridiculous. It's like you're wearing a skirt and a freaking crop top and some weird hat. Like, you know, don't take it as seriously as it's portraying itself to be. I think the main storyline is very serious and gritty, but the actual world you're in is pretty goofy.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to give it some more time. The storyline, I'm super into it. Like, I want to know what happens to the characters and stuff. Like, the beginning, while it was super intense, it was really captivating.
A good story. Yeah, it is a very good story, but give yourself a break and do some side quests. There's some side characters and some side storylines that I highly advise you do, because they do affect the main storyline and give you more options near the end.
Interesting.
Yeah, do any side characters that have side missions, do them. Just do everything. It's definitely a long playtime game.
Mm-hmm.
With that said too, like, I advise to do a netrunner build, so max intelligence and max, what's the other one? Max intelligence, so you get a bunch of RAM essentially, and do like a hacker build. That's a build I did the second time around I was playing, and it is absolutely busted, Brigham. You can look up like how to do that netrunner build. In the early game, it's a bit rough because you don't have a lot of RAM, so you run out of its ability. It's like,
yeah, the hacking. Yeah,
yeah, the hacking resource, essentially. It's a little rough because you don't have a lot of that, so you can only do like a couple of things in the beginning. But once you get the operating system that gives you like a bunch of RAM and like it reloads really fast, you can clear a room in like 4 buttons without even shooting a bullet, Brigham. It is insane. Yeah, I don't know if they rebalanced it since I played or something, but yeah, Netrunner build, it is busted. It is
okay. That's good to know. A lot of fun. I think I have been putting points into that already, into that category. So
it's good to know. The first time I played through, I did like an assault build where I just max whichever one makes you really good at shooting your assault rifles in like a strength build. I did like assault strength, and I felt more like a Call of Duty / first person shooter playthrough. But the Netrunner build felt more like a Silent Assassin killer playthrough. Like, every tree kind of gives you a different playthrough experience, I think, which is why like it was just great, man. I don't know, it got so much flack, but it was such a fun game.
Yeah, it is incredibly immersive. I'll say that. Yeah, I'm surprised this game, like, I understand that if it's buggy, then that's why people would hate it, but besides the bugs, like, this game is really well made,
which they fixed. I mean, have you been noticing bugs? Not that you're on your console. Once I switched to PC, I didn't have any bug problems. And if I did, it was just like a funny PC bug, like, oh, this person is in the freaking ground. It's hilarious. I move on with my life. You know, it's one of those kind of small bugs that didn't like really affect my gameplay, you know? Once I got off console, when I was on console, I couldn't play for more than 2 hours. The thing would just crash on me. But we've talked about this at length already.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk, pretty good. New update. Next gen update coming out eventually soon. I don't know. Can't wait. I don't remember when.
Oh, and I got the Xbox Series X. It comes in on Thursday.
Oh, you found one?
Yeah, through my work. I work at Microsoft and
fucking
yeah,
genius.
So yep. Well, they have a company store, and so sometimes I didn't think I was going to get one from there, but I just sometimes they have it there in stock, and usually they don't, and I just got really lucky. So, yeah.
Once the next gen update comes out, I might give Cyberpunk an update. I want more of it. I want some DLCs and more missions. I want more. Yeah, when we were done with this game, me and my friends were talking, like, yeah, there's nothing to do. They need to add more. You haven't done... You're not at the part where you do your first brain dance just yet. They need to add more of those. There's definitely a lot that they've set up that they can add more of. So, yeah, hopefully there's a future with this game. I hope they didn't get discouraged by the rocky start and just keep pushing forward with it.
Totally. Yeah, I'm hoping so, too. I think this game has the potential of being like a No Man's Sky situation where it comes out with bad reviews, but then just everyone loves it after everything's been fixed. So
this could be like...
I mean, you already saw it whenever it went on sale during Black Friday, the reviews for it on Steam shot up. It's like mostly positive now.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Steam store right now. It's up there now. We're out here. It's so fun. I want more. Good game. Okay. Yeah. I think that's all we got, yeah?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I wasn't playing any new games. Played some GTA. I think GTA 3, I'm kind of done with that. I think I'm going to play some Vice City or San Andreas pretty soon, and then I'll report back on how buggy it is. My initial thought right now with the GTA trilogy is I no longer think it's worth $60, and I think if you get it on the Switch or something. I'm going to leave you on that cliffhanger. We'll talk about it some other time, I guess. Yeah. If you enjoyed the show, give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice and on Twitter at BasementGaming9 for updates on new episodes and some discussions. With that being said, thank you for listening. Come back next time.
Peace.